Rover and Socks. Rover, hey, Socks. What's the deal with your windowsill throne? Do you think you're the Queen of England or just auditioning for a feline royal reality show? I mean, lounging there like you own the place, with your snooty little nose in the air while the birds put on their daily aerial show, do you even lift a paw? I can't decide if you're a majestic ruler or just an expert sunbather. Seriously, what goes through that fluffy head of yours as you plot world domination from your sunny perch? Socks, because I do own the place, Rover. It's a tough job being this fabulous, but someone's got to do it. You see, it's called being superior, a title that comes with the royal perks of elegance and grace, which apparently you missed out on while frolicking in a tail-chasing frenzy. Meanwhile, I'm up here surveying my domain, looking regal from the highest perch while you tumble into yet another round of your never-ending antics. It's a demanding life of leisure and poise, one that requires a level of finesse that clearly zipped right past your wagging tail. Rover, tail chasing is all the rage. Seriously, you should give it a whirl instead of snoozing like a bear in hibernation. Live a little. There's nothing quite like the sheer thrill of zooming in circles, wind flapping your fur like those ridiculous car ads, and feeling like the king of your own hilarious chase. It's not just a game, it's a cardio workout disguised as fun. Just think, you can turn the most boring day into an epic adventure with a little tail-twirling chaos. So let that inner goofball shine, lose yourself in the delight of chasing your own tail, and who knows, you might just discover the secret to a happier life is all in the spin. Cat, napping is basically my superpower, you drooling furball. I'm just recharging my batteries for the crucial duties ahead, like my not-so-secret mission of judging the humans, who hilariously think they run this place. While I blissfully doze, I'm orchestrating my next regal takeover, all while mildly entertained by their daily circus acts. It's a riot watching them dash around, tackling one errand after another, completely oblivious to the divine joys of a sunbeam or a rogue feather swaying in the breeze. Trust me, my naps aren't just for show, they're tactical retreats, moments for plotting my rightful reign over this household. Rover, judging? I'd rather lick em. They're the best treats I could ever imagine. Who else gives me delicious snacks just for sitting? It's like magic. Every time I hear that rustle of the treat bag, my tail wags furiously, and I can hardly contain my excitement. The way they reward me makes me feel so loved and appreciated. It's not just about the food, but the bond we share whenever I perform my best tricks. Socks, ugh, your standards are so low. I get treats for existing, and it's called finesse. You see, it's not just about being present, it's about the charm and grace I bring to the room. I flaunt my adorable little paws in my irresistibly fluffy fur, and that's what gets me those delightful snacks. Why settle for less when I can dazzle everyone with my quirks? After all, who wouldn't want to spoil a pet with such an unmatched personality? It's all part of the game, and trust me, I'm winning it every day. Rover, finesse? More like laziness. Bet you can't catch a ball like I can. I've perfected my techniques after countless hours of practice in the park, chasing after sticks and bouncing balls, leaving my friends in awe of my skills. With my lightning-quick reflexes and unmatched enthusiasm, there's no doubt that I am the ultimate fetch champion. So, bring it on. Let's see you try to keep up with my agility and catching prowess. Socks, why would I catch a ball when I can catch a mouse? That's skill, not just slobbering after a toy. While the other dogs might chase after those brightly colored balls, I find a thrill in the chase that's much more adventurous and exciting. The soft rustling of tiny paws, the quick darting here and there, and the challenge of outsmarting my furry little opponent. It's a game of wits, and it requires precision and agility that goes beyond mere instinct. I relish the satisfaction of a well-executed capture, proving that I'm not just a plaything chaser but a true hunter at heart. Rover, mice are boring. You ever try barking at the mailman? Gets the blood pumping. There's nothing quite like the excitement of watching him approach, the way my fur bristles with anticipation as I prepare to make my move. The thrill builds in my chest, and I can't help but let out a few barks, expressing my excitement and guarding my territory. With every delivery, it's a new adventure, a chance to showcase my protective instincts and earn my place as the watchdog of the house. Plus, the look on the mailman's face is priceless. It's like I'm a part of a comedy show that's never quite the same from one day to the next. Socks, and wake up the whole neighborhood? No thanks. I prefer a quiet stalk, stealth is my style. There's something exhilarating about moving silently, slipping through the shadows where only the faintest whispers of wind can be heard. Each paw step is deliberate, calculated, as I navigate across the familiar terrain, evading the blaring sounds of daily life. The thrill of remaining unnoticed, blending into the dusk, allows me to observe without being seen, to feel the pulse of the night without disturbing its serenity. It's a dance of caution and cunning, where the thrill of the hunt mingles with the peace of solitude. Rover, stealth. You mean sneaking into my bed when I'm not looking, like a shadow in the night, quietly tiptoeing across the floor, as if on a secret mission? It's as if you have mastered the art of silent approach, waiting for the perfect moment to curl up beside me, while I'm blissfully unaware, wrapped up in my dreams. Sox, it is not sneaking, it is claiming what is mine. You are just too dumb to notice. Rover, well, I'll share it with you anyway. You're not so bad, Sox, in fact, I've come to appreciate your company more than I initially thought I would. It's surprising how two different personalities can find common ground and enjoy each other's presence. I've seen your cleverness in navigating tricky situations, and it's made me respect you a little more. After all, who would have thought that a dog and a cat could share stories under the stars and laugh at the silliest things together? Sox, humph. You're tolerable, I suppose, for a loud, smelly beast. Despite your constant racket, which often disrupts my peaceful moments, there's an undeniable charm in your antics. Your boisterous nature might be overwhelming at times, but it certainly brings a unique energy to the room. I find myself reluctantly drawn to your quirks, the way you bound around with excitement, even if it leaves a trail of chaos behind. So, while I may refer to you as a beast, I must admit that your presence adds a layer of unpredictability that, oddly enough, I can appreciate. Rover, wanna chase the squirrel outside together? It looks like it's darting around in the yard, and I can already feel the excitement building inside me. Just imagine the thrill of running after it, weaving through the trees and bushes while enjoying the fresh air and sunshine. What do you say we head out, let our energy loose, and see if we can catch that little critter before it scurries up a tree? Sox, fine. But I'm leading. When it comes to navigating through this tangled mess, I know exactly where to go. I've got a plan in mind, a clear direction that's been brewing for a while. You may have ideas too, but it's time to trust my instincts on this one. We can't afford to waste time wandering aimlessly, and I promise to keep everyone focused and on track. So let's gear up and follow my lead, because I have a feeling this is going to be quite the adventure.